KSA News. I'm Jerry Varmish. President Biden visited parts of Florida on Saturday that were devastated by Hurricane Idalia. Biden took an aerial tour and spoke in Live Oak, one of the towns in the process of recovering.
The spirit of this community is remarkable. When people are in real trouble, the most important thing you give them is hope. There's no hope like your neighbor walking across the street and see what they can do for you, or the local pastor or someone coming in and offering you help.
The White House says they were surprised that Governor Ron DeSantis chose not to meet the president, Fox News reported. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said there was no indication that DeSantis was not going to be there. Former President Trump is maintaining a stranglehold on the GOP. A new poll from the Wall Street Journal gives Trump a 46-point lead over DeSantis. The survey also put Trump and President Biden tied in a potential general election matchup. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who was a mainstay of Democratic politics for decades, died Friday. He was 75. Richardson was the Energy Secretary and United Nations Ambassador in the Clinton administration. Richardson died in his sleep at his summer home in Massachusetts. A man who turned a beach bum mentality into a lucrative life has died.
Wasting away.
Jimmy Buffett, known for such hits as Margaritaville and Cheeseburger in Paradise, died at the age of 76. Five people in Virginia have died from complications of a rare but serious illness following a statewide outbreak of meningococcal disease. An alligator bit a child at a New Orleans beach that's been closed to the public for nearly 60 years. The hospital said the child was being treated as a trauma patient. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The latest now on victims of the Maui wildfires.
385 people are still missing more than 3 weeks after the wildfire in Lahaina. Maui police and the FBI said half of those on the list last week were located. However, nearly as many names have since been added. Authorities say at least 115 people died in the fire. The names of 50 of those have been publicly released. I'm Jeremy Scott.
People are remembering Jimmy Buffett, who died Friday, including Key West Mayor Terry Johnson.
Jimmy Buffett had a profound effect on Key West and the Florida Keys. He projected our lifestyle to people from around the world, live and let live.
She told CNN that Buffett had been part of the Key West scene since the 1970s. A ship missing for more than 150 years has been discovered in Lake Michigan, the Wisconsin Historical Society said. The Trinidad was built in 1867. At the movies, Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 is expected to pull in at least $30 million in its debut, and it could become the second biggest Labor Day weekend open in history. Deion Sanders had a memorable head coaching debut for the University of Colorado, stunning 17th-ranked TCU for a come-from-behind victory Saturday, 45-42. TCU, you'll recall, was in the national championship a season ago. I'm Jerry Varmish, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.